Warrior Reflections.
Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name is Laura Moeller. I was born September 29th, 1993, in McKeesport. I think a lot of times what you learn in high school helps you in college. Yes, the pure, like, just academics definitely prepared me for college. Going through, like, the AP programs was a really good thing because I got a few credits for that and I didn't have to take a few of my gen eds when I went up to Cal. In other ways, there are certain things you can only learn by going to college. The independence thing. Yeah, you think you're independent at home. You know, you have your own car, you run around, like, you just have to tell your mom where you're going. But you don't really know how independent you have to be until you're doing your own laundry. Living with other people, like, you have to get adjusted to living with your roommate, like, when you go off to college. So as soon as you find a person, you know, you don't really know them until you live with them. You make sure you pick your roommate carefully. Okay. Definitely hard to focus on your studies. I know my first semester as a freshman, you just want to go out and hang out with everybody. You want to go down to the pool hall. You want to go to the gym and just blow everything off and not work for anything. You know, you have all of these new people that you're meeting and all of these new friends. And it seems really, really good your first semester because you're like, oh, yeah, well, I can just stay up until 3 a.m. There's nobody that's holding me accountable. So I did that a few times. And then I found out the next day when you're sitting in class and you're trying to concentrate and the professor's asking you questions or you're writing an essay, you can't keep up. When you go off and you're living in your own place, whether it be an apartment or a dorm, you have so much stuff that you need to buy. You don't think about, like, coat hangers, you know, and pillows and, like, weird stuff like that, but you need it. And then once you get there, you're kind of stuck. It's a real hard transition because you have to find the money to be able to pay for all that stuff. Yeah, your student loans come in, your scholarships come in, but you don't get a refund until after the year starts. So even if you do get a little bit of money back from school, you still have to compensate. When I was a senior, I filled out probably 15, 20 applications in one night and turned them all in the next week. And I ended up getting like 3 of the scholarships. So it's a good thing. And any opportunity you get, take it. Like when I first started at Cal, they sent me a scholarship that was worth like $1,000. And it was really nice. You know, like I thought, okay, this is going to help me set off my loans. And then I got a call a couple weeks later that said, hey, you know, you're eligible for this scholarship. Do you want to come on audition? And it was through our university choir. So obviously being involved in stuff helps you get scholarships. Well, the change in social dynamics, it's a big one. You don't realize how conservative this high school is until you go somewhere else. Cal in itself, the townspeople, they're pretty conservative. It's in a conservative area. But as soon as you step foot onto that campus, it's completely liberal. It's very Democrat, very open-minded people. There's a lot of organizations on campus that you wouldn't expect to see here. I know we don't have a Gay Straight Alliance that I know of here, but we do have one in Cal. There's the political organizations, there's College Democrats and College Republicans. Going on to Cal's campus, it's a big burst of freedom. I'm a member of the Rainbow Alliance. I do the choir. I mess around with my band. I used to be involved in the honors program at Cal, but it ended up getting too hectic and it didn't fit in with my major, so I stopped at the honors program. And I also am a member of Alpha Phi Omega, which is a co-ed service fraternity. So we run through the Boy Scouts of America, and we do a lot of like service opportunities. So we go out, and we'll go to like a soup kitchen, or we go clean up the highway. And then it's also like a fellowship thing, too. Like our main thing is service. You do your work, and then you hang out with those people, and you make some pretty good friends. When you pick what you want to do, do something that you like, because when you go off to college, you know, you're going to be away from your parents. You're going to be away from all your teachers in high school. You're away from most of your friends, and it's up to you to be happy. So pick something that you're going to do that's going to make you happy, because in the end, it's all for you. It's not for anybody else.